USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The search for missing billionaire heiress and kindergarten teacher Eliza Fletcher in Tennessee came to a tragic conclusion Tuesday when the body discovered in South Memphis was Eliza. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis.
First-degree murder and perpetration of kidnapping, especially aggravated kidnapping, and tampering with evidence.
38-year-old suspect Cleota Abstin will face a judge again this morning. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon said Tuesday that he expects to be charged soon in a state criminal case in New York City. 68-year-old Bannon plans to turn himself in on Thursday. Colorado Representative Ken Buck, a Republican on Newsmax, says if Republicans can retake the House this November, they will immediately begin to defund the IRS to stop the government intrusion.
Well, what needs to happen is we need to stop funding the IRS until these provisions are rescinded, so that this huge expansion of the IRS is dealt with in an appropriate way. What the Democrats did was really sneaky.
A strong heat wave is affecting the West, breaking some records and putting the California electricity grid to the test. The heat will continue through the upcoming weekend throughout the southwestern United States. A float plane bound for the Seattle area carrying 9 adults and 1 child crashed in Puget Sound, Washington State Sunday. The U.S. Coast Guard on Tuesday released the names of the 10 people who were on the plane after suspending the search, presumably because their bodies were washed away with strong water currents. Jeff Diehl, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor. He will face Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November's general election. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Walking has been tied to dementia.
The more steps somebody walks, the less chance they have of coming down with dementia. That's according to a new study that says getting around 4,000 to around 10,000 steps per day is recommended to reduce that risk. Those between 40 and 79 who achieved the high end of the scale were 50% less likely to get dementia over a 7-year period. Those who got fewer steps in but did so at a faster pace saw their risk decline by 57%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. The Washington Post report did not identify the foreign government discussed in the document, nor did it indicate whether the foreign government was friendly or hostile to the United States. Vape manufacturer Juul Labs Incorporated agreed to pay at least $438.5 million in a settlement with more than 30 states. Under the deal, which includes 33 states and Puerto Rico, Juul is barred from depicting people under 35 in its marketing product placements in film and television, advertising on billboards and social media, and selling Juul-branded merchandise and funding education programs in schools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.